OEMA promotes National Lightning Safety Awareness Week. Good morning, I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news report. Summertime across the northern Ohio Valley typically means barbecues, sporting events, boating, and many other recreational activities. In short, summertime means a lot more people are spending time outdoors. According to the National Weather Service, summer is also the peak season for one of the nation's deadliest weather phenomena, lightning. Lightning Safety Awareness Week is a campaign by local emergency managers and the National Weather Service to educate the public on what the dangers of lightning are, as well as what you can do to keep yourself, your family, and pets safe during thunderstorms. Tuscarawas County Emergency Management Agency Director Alex McCarthy explains how lightning strike injuries don't always occur during the worst part of the thunderstorm.
Make sure that you're being mindful of conditions while you or your children or family are outside. One thing we want to stress is most injuries and fatalities during lightning storms are not during the worst of the thunderstorm itself. They are usually just before or just after the storm goes through.
McCarthy added that lightning can strike as far away as 25 miles from the strongest part of the storm.
Sometimes that can be in areas that don't even see rain yet. So people get caught off guard by that. There's a slogan, when thunder roars, go indoors. And what this is basically saying is if you can hear thunder, you're already close enough that you could also be struck.
The National Weather Service advises Ohioans to avoid contact with water, electrical equipment, and cords plugged into an outlet. If you get caught outside, the National Weather Service encourages you to seek shelter in a substantial building, avoid anything metal, and hilltops or open ball fields. For additional information on lightning safety, visit the National Weather Service website. Local officials are advising you that you should never leave a child unattended in a car at any time. Parents are encouraged to look before you lock your vehicle and also to never knowingly leave a child alone. Health educator at the Tuscarawas County Health Department, Patty Mag, points out that the mentality of running into the store quickly can backfire, especially if you leave the vehicle running.
Of course, it's going to depend on the age of the child, but if a child that's actually mobile and you want to leave that car running with the air conditioning on, if that child wakes up and climbs out of their car seat and goes up front to play, what if they knock the car out of gear?
Another risk, especially in the summer months, if you turn off the vehicle, is the inside car temperature increasing, creating the potential danger of heat stroke, which can result in brain or other body organ damage. Meanwhile, in your state news, Ohio State University says a foundation has made a $17 million commitment to the university's business college to set up an entrepreneurship center. Ohio State says the Keenan Family Foundation made the commitment for the Tim and Kathleen Keenan Center for Entrepreneurship. The center will focus on cultivating students' entrepreneurial skills and creating an enriched extracurricular experience around entrepreneurship. The foundation was established by Tim and Kathleen Keenan in 2012. And turning over to your sports news, the Indians beat the Cardinals 5-1 last night to avoid the sweep. Edwin Encarnacion and Lonnie Chisenhall both homered, and pitcher Shane Bieber picked up his third win on the season. The Reds topped the Braves 6-5, and the Pirates defeated the Mets 5-3. Tonight, the Indians and Pirates are off. Cincinnati welcomes Milwaukee at 7:10. And tomorrow morning at 12:01 a.m., LeBron James can choose to opt in to the final year of his contract with the Cavaliers or opt out and become an unrestricted free agent. Big Z Sports discusses that and much more during their weekly podcast, which is available now at WTUZ.com and on Facebook and Twitter. Your news this morning is brought to you by Lawn Motor Company in Sugar Creek, the area's most complete car service and repair center. A look at your Z Country forecast is coming up next.
How do you know the true condition of a pre-owned vehicle? Looks can be deceiving. How do you know that vehicle is mechanically sound? Law Motor Company in Sugar Creek has an 88-point checklist. They go through the vehicle and restore it to as close as showroom new as possible before it goes on the lot. Most of their vehicles include a 6-month or 6,000-mile service contract. Come to Law Motor Company's lot to check out these pre-owned cars and trucks. A black 2011 GMC Canyon with crew cab, leather interior, bed liner, and fog light. A black 2008 Jeep Grand Cherokee with four-wheel drive, heated leather seats, and sunroof. A white 2007 GMC Yukon with leather interior, third-row seating, sunroof, and V8 engine. Don't forget that most of their vehicles include a 6-month or 6,000-mile service contract. See these and other great vehicles at Lahm Motor Company on Broadway in Sugar Creek or on LahmMotorCo.com. That's LahmMotorCo.com.
There's a slight chance for a shower this morning with morning cloudiness giving way to afternoon sunshine. High temperatures around 80 degrees. Tonight, a mostly clear sky. Areas of fog late. Low temperatures will dip into the lower 60s in the Friday morning. Mostly sunny Friday. Very warm afternoon. High in the upper 80s. Downright hot this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Mostly sunny, hot and humid. High temperatures this weekend in the low to mid 90s. Looks like the heat will continue into next week. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
For news 24 hours a day, be sure to log on to WTUZ.com. From the WTUZ Newsroom, I'm Michelle Spring.